Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Otis moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Cabell reaches third base with a triple. Hendricks goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Rojas moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich strikes out. Martinez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grich out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Martinez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gritch moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Rojas applying the tag. Gritch moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebacqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Bebacqua hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Busby. Cabell moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger bunts towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cabell scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Orioles. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bumbrey bunts towards third. Bevacqua fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bellinger moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bellinger trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bumbrey moves to third. Coggins moves to second. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolford moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Wolford scores. Otis moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Orioles. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Frank White now playing shortstop. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Enos Cabell now playing left field. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-4 in the game. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.